When you're out walking, it's important to stay hydrated. And it's important to have water that is healthy, water that you actually want to drink. And can I tell you how much I love my Aqua True water? It's amazing. By the way, in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 20% off at aquatrue.com. Are you aware of the research by the Environmental Working Group that indicates virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in tap water? Well, the Aqua True purifiers are able to remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. My sponsor, Aqua True, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and today you'll get 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, enter the code WALKING at checkout. 20% off any Aqua True water purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use promo code WALKING. It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code WALKING50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. My walk today is happening early in the morning. It is pre-sunrise. In fact, I don't even see what I call early daylight yet, so I'm out pretty early. And I do enjoy walking as the sun is coming up. One of my favorite things to do, because we live just a couple of miles from the ocean here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I will go to the beach and watch the sun come up. But it's really kind of funny because you can see all these people who are on vacation, who are on the beach. They've got their phones, their cameras trained to the sunrise. And then there are some who are taking selfies with the sun coming up behind them. Sunrises are beautiful. And they're also hopeful. It's a new day. It's a new opportunity. But I think if I had to choose, and gratefully I don't, but if I had to choose between a sunrise and a sunset, I'm going sunset. As the sunset continues to get later and later in the day, Ava and I, we take a walk after dinner most nights. And with the weather warmer now, those walks are longer. And oftentimes we're out as the sun is setting. And it's just stunning. It's gorgeous. So there's something really, really nice about being out walking as the sun is setting. One of the questions that comes up from time to time, it's probably a question that you've asked, particularly if you're in the early stages of building a fitness habit, of embarking on a fitness journey. And of course, if you're like most of us, we have in our past times when it hasn't worked out. For me, I call them fitness fails. I was all into it, and then I wasn't. Then at some point, I turned around and was like, what happened? I thought I was going to do this thing. Oh, well. So if you're early in the journey and you've experienced fitness failure in the past, And we spent a lot of time talking about building a habit and the importance of building a habit, and that habits are hard and they take longer than we expect, and that you're doing a hard thing. Getting out the door is hard. Maintaining the consistency and the commitment is hard. And so we talk about all of this, and inevitably, most of us at some point ask the question, can I miss a day? Is that okay? Can I miss a day? The answer is yes. Yes. But there's another question that you should ask that's probably even more important than that one. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. My daughter Grace had a Fitbit, still has one, and she was really into it when she first got the Fitbit. And she set a goal of walking 10,000 steps every single day. And she was building a fitness chain that was months long. And I still remember she and her husband and their kids would come over to the house for dinner, and she'd look at her Fitbit and realize she was still not quite at 10,000, so she'd get up. And while we're all enjoying each other, she's walking around the living room and the dining room. Still part of the conversation, but as she's moving, she was committed to getting those 10,000 steps. And then one day, she forgot to charge her Fitbit. And she reached the end of the day, her Fitbit was dead, and she knew that there was no way she was going to get her 10,000 steps. She missed that day. I have another friend who was early in her fitness journey, and fitness had been a struggle for her, getting something to stick. And so she was building a fitness chain of walking every single day. I know that her goal was not 10,000 steps. I believe it was 7,000. She had decided that that was a good goal for her. It was a bit of a stretch goal, but it wasn't too much to be overwhelming on those days that she knew would be overly challenging to reach. And so her goal was 7,000 steps, and she had one day, 2 weeks in, where it was a little more challenging to reach that number, and she made the decision, I'm going to miss today. There's a similarity in both Grace's story and my friend's story. Both of them had a fitness chain going. One was longer than the other, but they had a chain. They were stacking days of reaching their fitness promise. And both of those, the day that they missed was the end of their chain for a long time. Grace said she didn't walk 10,000 steps again for months. And my friend, I don't think she picked it back up. The more important question isn't, can I miss a day? Because, by the way, I'm not a doctor, not a licensed personal trainer. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. The answer is yes, you can miss a day. Missing fitness or exercise for one day doesn't eliminate all the benefits that you're getting. The more important question, particularly if this fitness activity, if fitness is still somewhat tenuous for you, the more important question, can I miss a day, is what do I do the day after? That's the more important question. And the reality is my daughter probably got close to 10,000 steps. She probably, in her case, she wasn't deciding to not walk. Those steps that she had been getting throughout the day simply weren't accounted for on her Fitbit. But because her goal was so wrapped around that number and that chain, it was demotivating once she broke the chain, demotivated enough that she just stopped trying. And my other friend, it was a similar situation. Once that chain broke, it was demotivating to the point of, I don't want to have to do that again. I don't want to do that again. I don't want to start over. And so she stopped. All with the idea of, at some point, I'm going to restart, but I don't need to restart right now. So it was that second day. And I think that second day can be a real revealer of how committed you are, how invested you are in pursuing fitness. And it takes time. It takes time to reach that level of commitment and investment, so that when you miss a day, you're right back at it the next day. That doesn't automatically happen. That's, particularly for those who are in the early stages, that's also a choice. Today is hard. I'm not going to be able to take my walk today. It's that second day that really can determine whether you keep moving forward with fitness or whether you're on a completely different track. I will also add one personal note, and this is how I'm wired. I have found that when I'm in the process of building a habit, I can't miss a day. Because what tends to happen is I forget about it. It's not even so much a choice of, oh, well, I'm going to stop doing it today, and then I'm going to resume it tomorrow. For me, the issue is I need to, as I'm building this habit, part of the habit building is remembering to do it. And once I break that routine, it becomes harder for me to remember the next day and the day after. The important question isn't, can I miss a day? It's, what are you going to do the day after? If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your walk today. I'm honored. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I'd love to join you for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.